BBC Six Music podcasts.
Six Music.
This is a free download from the BBC.
Find out more at bbc.co.uk/sixmusic.
And now, Adam and Joe.
It's classic song wars, the war of the songs. A couple of tunes by a couple of prongs. We've picked some old ones to play you today, and we're talking about them in a ludicrous way, so check it out.
Hey, 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 it's Adam Buxton here.
Hey, it's Joe Cornish here. What happened to the classics? The Song Wars classics intro.
I was just mixing
it
up.
Voiceover man.
Sorry. Welcome to another edition of Song Wars Classics.
This is the exciting little temporary sort of tide over podcast that we have recorded to keep you guys ticking over the summer and to sort of buff up some old rubbish in a new way.
Again, you are failing to sell these songs as
excitingly. Just being honest, I'm being, you know, brutally honest with our audience.
Right.
They like the truth, you know?
Everybody likes the truth.
Everybody loves a bit of truth.
Except
Lying Lenny.
Except Lying Lenny. He hates the truth.
Oh, I hate it.
And the people in the people that Jack Nicholson was berating. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth.
Yes. The public. People hate the truth.
People
they like to be lied to.
The
they
truth.
Like to live in a dream world.
Exactly.
Mm.
They want to know that these walls are protected by men with guns.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
This is nonsense. Should we just play that song? The theme this week, listeners, is piracy and internet piracy particularly.
Yeah, the downloading of illegal songs, which is an awful thing to do. In the paper the other day, it said that at any given moment in Britain, over 1 million illegal files are being downloaded.
Right.
Did you read that?
Yes, not only illegal music, of course, but illegal movie downloads.
Exactly. Now that is sickening, isn't it?
That's absolutely sickening.
Sickening.
It's a tricky area.
Because on the one hand, it's great fun to get something for nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing more pleasurable in the world, right? Imagine a film, an album for nothing.
Yeah.
Especially for our generation when we spent years paying for the things, saving up pocket money.
Saving Private Ryan.
It appears to be all available free. But on the other hand, it's illegal.
It's absolutely
and
illegal.
And it's ruining the industry.
It's destroying the
and
industry.
And it's robbing not only the artists, but all the ancillary workers in the industry. The mixers, the people that build the studios,
sure.
All the companies associated with the industry, taking revenue away from them. It could kill it.
So, but on the other hand, as you say...
But on the other hand, is it just things changing? Is it a new model
sure.
of doing business and exchanging art?
You know, and there are examples of people downloading things for free and then going out and investing in other areas of that industry.
It's so complicated,
it's
isn't
very,
it?
And our songs brilliantly tackled all the shades of grey
yes,
therein.
Yes.
Who wants to go first?
Well, I'll go first. You know, start small. I wasn't particularly happy with mine because I just imported a kind of a loop from GarageBand and sung over it. There's no composing going on here. And it was too short as well, so I just looped it and it's repetitive. And it's a stinker. But here it is.
Imagine Sting without a house, living on the street. Imagine if Led Zeppelin could not afford to eat. Imagine if the Rolling Stones had to gnaw on filthy bones. That's what might happen if you all keep illegal downloading. The foundations of rock and roll will slowly be eroding. You might get tunes for free, but you'll destroy the industry. The cops might come knocking at your door and beat your senseless to the floor. Imagine Kate Nash penniless, Amy Winehouse a boozeless mess, Kylie Minogue without a dress, Radiohead even more depressed. Okay, so those things sound quite cool. I haven't really thought this through. But that's what might happen if you don't pay for your tunes. Do you want to turn the world into some kind of stupid hippie commune? Without functioning economics, we'll no longer have the stereophonics. Imagine P. Diddy offering a quickie just to pay the fare to take the bus to the city. Imagine James Blunt, a stinking vagrant, the Kaiser Chiefs reduced to petty thieves. Picture the Spice Girls forced to work as vice girls and the killers employed as road drillers. If that's what you really want, then keep on illegal downloading. recorded music's already dead.
You know, that's one of the songs of yours that actually stuck in my head quite a lot.
How rude.
And when it pops up on my MP3 player, because I've got all our Song Wars songs loaded on there, it's not one of the ones I skip forward.
Really?
Yeah.
So is it the only one you don't skip forward?
No, I really like your All Night Garage song as well, or Garage.
Thanks.
And the one I skip forward, and this is a little shameful admission for me, is the Right and Wrong song.
Oh, do you now? Because it makes you angry.
It makes me angry.
Because it's so good.
Because it's so good, because I got jealous. I got really jealous, and it brings back memories of me.
You're blinded by its glory.
Yeah, because around the time that we did these illegal downloading songs, I had been on a losing streak of about 4 or 5 weeks, and I was getting genuinely upset.
That's an understatement. It was more than 4 or 5 weeks.
It was a long time. I'd been losing
you were losing
week
the will
after
to live.
Week after week.
It was affecting your home life.
Yeah, it really was. Because the first few weeks I was thinking, oh, it's funny, I can deal with it, it's no problem. It's just a, you know, silly songs, it's just
silly,
a radio show.
Songs.
Then I started thinking, hang on a second. Now the listeners are just voting against me for the sake of voting against me. You know what I mean? It's got nothing to do with the quality of the songs. They've got an agenda.
Yeah.
And that's not right, because I am putting my all into these songs. I'm spending like way too long working on these songs, and they're just automatically losing.
Well, now's the chance to get it off your chest.
Yeah. So I started going a tiny bit loopy. And in
but
the
this
process,
was a turning point, right?
Well, this was at my worst. I started turning into Brian Wilson. I looked like Brian Wilson. I was kind of lardy and bearded, sat in my nutty room. It was wintry at the time, I seem to remember. And I just thought, I'm going to compose the epic, the most epic Song Wars song of my career thus far, and this is going to send me over the top. And so I came up with this bizarre lump. And, listeners, a special exclusive for you, as if you need it. This is an extended version, an exclusive, never-before-heard director's cut of this song. This was the version that I did first, and I actually chopped it down for the when it went out first on the radio show, because I thought that's too long. But as this is a special podcast, I thought I'd give you the special director's cut. Here it is.
I'm leaving.
Oh, what a weather looking at Phil today. But I don't think I'm going to pay, because I'm bad, and I'm still, I don't care.
That's the mind of a pirate. Did you hear the hate and greed? And our beloved entertainment biz is where the dirty pirates feed. And I don't mean terrorists and their golden compass knockoffs. I mean you and your downloads. Oh, I ought to knock your block offs. How do you think this stuff gets made? You think artists create it, they don't get paid? It's the only reason they do what they do. It's not the flipping work, most of that's blue. They depend on the money that you idiots give, so they can make more crap, and so they can live the good life. Yes, the life of the stars. But you're taking their pools and you're taking their cars, you bastards!
Ha ha ha! You better believe it, pal. Cause we're evil, we're dumb. Stick the law up your bum. We're gonna have a look at I Am Legend. It's crap. Then we're gonna have a party, and we're gonna play some music.
Yes, the world is changing. I don't like it, but that's the way it is. You kids are rearranging our lovely marketplace with your pirate shiz. So we've cooked up some statistics that will show you how you're ruining all the finely tuned mechanics of the entertainment biz. And we based them on some guesswork and some spurious projections by a special team that we've employed to tell it like we say it is. We spent millions of dollars on the wrong thing. Why would we see millions of dollars? Basically, it all boils down to this. Every file that you download to your computer represents a physical purchase you would have made, possibly. And even if you're buying other stuff that don't make up for all the phantom profit that you've slaved.
I don't care, cause I'm mental, I'm evil, and I deserve to be locked up. Cause I'm a boss, and I smell, and I want to go to hell. Cause Satan's got free Wi-Fi everywhere, yeah. And at the end of day,
So there you go, you see, evoking memories of that anti-piracy ad that
yes.
was very popular. Did they still show that anti-piracy
No, they
ad?
Don't, because I popped in an old DVD the other day and it had it on and it felt nostalgic.
Yes,
I thought,
that's
I haven't
right.
seen that for a while.
I think so many people took the mick out of it that they probably got the message and...
Then they shifted it. They went to Knock Off Nigel.
Right.
They had that whole commercial with people singing. No, they obviously realised they were being too hard on people.
Yeah.
That it was having the opposite effect. So they went for a comic angle. I don't think that worked either. Basically, you can't stop people taking things for free.
No.
What about human instinct. If it's there, someone's going to take it. It's wrong to do it.
What about
I wouldn't do it.
The scary devil man working in the foundry? Did they still use him?
Oh, yes. Sort of branding everything.
Yeah. And he had devil eyes.
Yeah, probably. But anyway, the feeling we want to leave you with, listeners, is it's wrong legally to download. So whether ethically it's right or wrong, I mean legally it's wrong. So you get into trouble and it would be wrong for us in any way to advocate it.
No, exactly. Right? You didn't even have to mention that.
Didn't I? You think it? Well, you
it's
never
taken
know.
Taken as read.
Taken as read. Have we played my song yet?
Yeah.
Can we play it again? Let's play it again. Come on, slower. Let's play it at half speed.
We're going to do that. But in the meantime, we're going to say goodbye for this week and wish you a very happy week. We'll be back with still more. I mean, it seems unbelievable, doesn't it? It's been going on for weeks. But there will be still more Song Wars from our Song Wars barrel from the very scrapey bottom of the barrel next week. Have a good week, listeners.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. I love you. Bye.
If you enjoyed the Adam and Joe podcast, then why not try the John Richardson podcast? Download it now. bbc.co.uk/6music.